Grab yourself a cold one. It's time for UP the Podcast. Hello and welcome to UP the Podcast. I'm your host, Dan, podcasting from the Acoustic Garage in Negaunee Township. On today's episode, I talk with award-winning author Steve Hamilton. Steve has a series of mystery novels that are set in the UP, and he'll be making appearances at several UP book tour events this summer. I'll be sure to post a link to the tour dates so you won't miss any of them. All right, let's get right to that interview.
You're calling from upstate New York.
Yes.
And what do you see out your back window?
I'm sitting in my office right now, and I don't have a window.
No window? Is this in a downtown, an old building downtown?
If I poke my head out the door and look at the window, I see the parking lot. If I go to the other end of the building, though, I can see the Hudson River. I'm right on the Hudson River.
Oh, nice.
So, and that's pretty cool, yeah.
You know, in your bio, it says you're from Detroit.
Yes.
So, how many years did you spend in the Detroit area?
I grew up in and around Detroit, all the way through college. So I moved away after college when I was 22 years old.
Do you have a autographed Gordie Howe puck?
I sure do. That's right. It's sitting right on my desk. It's my most prized possession, equal to the Edgar Awards by far. Yeah, he's got a gentleman working for him, doing some of his promotional stuff, and he's also a big mystery book collector. And I met him, and he told me that Gordie had read, it was my second book where I sort of mentioned Gordie and mentioned a hockey puck and how this character, it was one of his prized possessions. So it was Winter of the Wolf Moon. This is going back.
Yeah, Winter of the Wolf Moon, which kind of starts out with a men's league hockey game.
So, yeah, so sort of a Thursday night slow puck league. Yeah, there's a lot of hockey in that book, a lot of hockey and a lot of cold.
Describe your connection to the UP then. Your mystery novels are set in paradise.
Yep. Well, I mean, growing up downstate, like pretty much just about anybody who grows up down there, that's sort of where you go. You know, you go up north during the summer. And that's how I got to first get to know the place. And when I was starting that first book, I wanted to have him in a place that was very lonely, for lack of a better word, you know, very remote, very... You know, he's a Detroit police officer who had this terrible thing happen to him, and he just wants to get away from everything. So if he's from Detroit and he wants to do that, I mean, where are you going to go? It's pretty obvious, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Go right up. You go up I-75. You cross the bridge, and as you know, as soon as you do that, you are in a whole different world up there.
Now, do you take some personal experiences that you've had and write about?
Not so. I mean, aside from being dragged behind a snowmobile, but that was voluntary. I really don't. I mean, that's, you know, you take little pieces of things here and there and little pieces of people that you've met. But, you know, this is pretty hard-boiled crime fiction. And I haven't led a real hard-boiled life, fortunately. I don't get in nearly as much trouble as Alex does. You just sort of start with a little thing. This sounds like a good idea, and you just go and you see where it goes.
I see on your webpage you have just recently won an Edgar Award for The Lock Artist.
Yes, last week down in New York City, it's a big award ceremony that they have there. Of course, you know, this is my second Edgar Award. I won for the very first book, but back then it was all sort of new to me, and I didn't know what was going on. So, you know, 12, 13 years later to come back and to win another award, especially for that book, which was such an ordeal for me.
The Lock Artist or the Cold Day in Paradise?
Yeah, Lock Artist. No, The Lock Artist was harder than all those books put together. It was I was so lost in that book. I was trying to do something different, and I ended up doing something so different and having a character who was, you know, was younger and had all these things going on, and most of all, the big thing was that he couldn't talk. He doesn't say one word out loud in that whole book, and that felt like a big mistake. You know, when I'm getting into that book and getting so lost in it, but I just kept going.
And I should add in there, this is not set in the UP as the Alex McKnight series.
That one, no,
is.
The Lock Artist is not set in the UP. It is set largely down in lower Michigan, where I grew up. At least it sort of starts there, and then it sort of goes all over the country, New York and Los Angeles and lots of places.
How did you overcome some of those complexities with writing that?
I just kept going, you know. I just fought it. It's, you know, it's the hardest I've ever worked on something. I just kept going, and I just had to have the nerve to believe that there was something good that'll come at the end of it. It was a real tough battle.
Well, congratulations on the Edgar Award.
Well, thank you. Thanks.
And actually, I have a listener question.
Sure.
Regarding the Lock Artist.
Yeah.
From Aaron Yunker. And he wanted to know if there would be a sequel to the book.
That's a good question. I wasn't thinking that way when I finished it. I was mostly just glad that I found the end of it. But now that I sort of look back at that book, if you think about where the character ends up at the end of the book, and it's actually sort of hopeful, you know, that he's going to get out of where he is and he's going to have a life afterwards. You can still imagine, though, that there are some people out there who still have a lot of interest in this character and what he can do. So he could get right back into a lot of trouble just by having this talent that people don't forget about. So it is possible. Someday that might be interesting to go back and see what he does next and see if he ever says anything, too.
I noticed in some of your interviews you discussed turning some of the earlier books into screenplays.
Yeah.
And there was some interest in maybe doing a movie. Had anything come of that?
I was fortunate enough to make a short film with a filmmaker named Nick Childs, who's also a really good screenwriter. And together we took the first two McKnight books and we turned them into screenplays. It's really tough out there now for something that would obviously, if you wanted to do it right, be a really sort of independent
mm-hmm.
film. And really what might more likely happen with the McKnight stuff and what might actually be a better fit would be like a good show on television. You know, I mean, some of these shows that are on some of these networks like FX and AMC, I'm thinking of Justified or Breaking Bad. These are fantastic crime, you know, fiction shows that have this really long arc because on television, of course, you can just go for hours and hours over the course of weeks. So I would if I had a bet, I would think that's sort of more where it's going to go. And you know, and like anything in Hollywood and all this, it's so much just talk and talk and talk and.
Yeah,
and you can't get it. You can't get too hung up in it, or you'll absolutely drive you crazy. So it's still ongoing, and we're still working on it. And I talk to Nick all the time, and it could happen next week. It could happen never. But if it does, I just want to make sure that it gets done the right way.
Oh yeah, yeah. And the main reason for the interview is we've got a P book tour event coming up in June, and
yes.
And your UP fans will get a chance to see you in person and meet you and talk with you.
They sure as heck will. It's going to be hard to avoid me. I'm going to be all over the UP this July. I just sort of figured, you know, it's been 5 years since the last McKnight book almost. So a long time since the last one. I figured I have to really hit the UP this time, especially because this is the first book that where Alex sort of goes west. Out towards Copper Country, he never really ventured that way before. So this is really the first book that really spans the UP from end to end.
And this is your new release, or due to be released, June 7th. Yeah. Misery Bay.
Misery Bay. It's called Misery Bay. Of course, you being where you are, you actually know where Misery Bay is, and you know it's a real place. Most other people, even downstate, have never heard of it because it's such a lonely little place. It sort of makes paradise look like a big city, but I'd happened to stumble upon that place one day. I drove out that way after I did did the commencement address at Lake Superior State. I just sort of started driving west, and I ended up finding the sign to that place, and I went down there, and it really is kind of a really remote. I mean, talk about paradise being lonely and remote. Misery Bay, it just seems like it's the end of the world there, you know? Like you've just driven as far as you can, and you're at this little turnoff where the road stops, and it's just the lake.
Was there a reason that you were looking for something even more remote than paradise?
I just figured at some point he should go that way. You know, I didn't have anything specific in mind. But I know that that part of the state is a little bit different than the eastern part of the UP. And I figured something had to take him there for some reason in the next book. It just seemed like it'd be a good place to try to see if there was a story there. And when I found that place, I mean, just the name of it, Misery Bay, it's just so great. And then just standing there, I just sort of, I got this feeling. It's like something happened here. You know, something really bad happened. Right. I mean, I'm not saying that it literally happened there. Mm-hmm. In the story, I can see him standing there and getting this strange feeling that something happened there. And then it just sort of started from that.
Did the UP inspire you to write, or were you already working on that?
I was definitely headed in that direction. It's something I always wanted to do, but just going back to when I just wanted to write this sort of real good hard-boiled novel about this character who was a cop. And at that time, there really wasn't a lot of mysteries or crime fiction written in places like the UP. I mean, there's been a few more since then, but back in the late '90s when the first book, mm-hmm. When A Cold Day in Paradise came out. There really wasn't a lot of that sort of Northwoods noir that we've sort of seen a little bit more of since then. There's just something about it. I mean, having that lake there, especially, I mean, that just Lake Superior, I'm telling you because you probably don't.
It's not a friendly lake, no.
No, it's not. It is the most beautiful place in the world, I think, for a very, you know, bittersweet short period of time in that 2 weeks of, you know, that you call summer up there.
Right.
And then it turns into a monster, not to get into the Edmund Fitzgerald song, have that go up to your head, but it really does. It's that's not just a verse from that song. It really does turn into a monster just in a second. And it's really like a cold-hearted killer. And to have that in the background all the time, I thought, I mean, what a great sort of feeling to have in for a crime.
How was the reaction from people from Michigan or Upers novels?
Going way back when the first book came out, it got off to a pretty good start, and it was making some of the lists like out of California first, and in New York. That's really where I did most of my events, and that's where, you know, stores were contacting me to have me come visit and sign. It was California first, and it was New York. And it really wasn't until around the second book that the Michigan stuff, the Michigan angle started to pick up, that people started to notice that. I think that's all probably just a function of the media and how you find out about books. If you live in Michigan, you're probably more apt to hear about a book just through word of mouth and having somebody, you know, tell you about it as opposed to reading it in the Times Book Review or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you know, once it did, you know, it has become. I mean, it's. I still consider it to be my second home, and now the response is the best there of anywhere. So I always make sure that I come back to Michigan with every book.
Right, and we'll get a chance to see you in June. We've got the UP book tour. July. Okay.
July. Yeah.
And at last count, I think you were down for like something like 13 appearances.
Something like that.
Do you know what can people expect at these? Are they different? Is there some educational ones, some readings maybe?
It's going to be the ones that I'm doing with Ron are going to be, I'm not sure what that's going to be, because that's where I'm doing I'm going to be with a bunch of people. If it's just me coming to a bookstore, if you've ever been to a store where I've been to, you know, I pretty much just come to hang out and to talk to you and to have fun, and I never ever ever stand up there and read the book to you.
Okay.
I just hate that so much. I'm never going to stand up there and say, okay, here's chapter one, blah, blah, and read it to you, because you can, because I'm not great at doing that, for one thing. And I just, it's like, you can read the book, you know. I don't have to sit there and read the book to you. You can read it, but if you've read some of the other ones, then we've got this stuff in common. You know Alex as well as I do, and you've spent all this time with him, and that's like just the coolest thing in the world. So let's just talk about it. Talk about the books and what do you think of that, and which one do you like or not like, and what's next for him. It's really a lot less formal than me standing there and just delivering some address to you, you know.
Yeah. So what's your ideal outcome for one of the events?
Lots of people showing up and hanging out, and it's, you know, we sell a bunch of books. That's great.
But, are you going to have books available for people?
Oh, yeah.
Purchase?
I mean, yeah. I mean, this, okay. You know, all these events are at bookstores or libraries. And in every case, yeah, there will be books there, sure.
Is there anything you wanted to add about the new release, Misery Bay, or any other topics?
I mean, it's coming out on June 7th, and it'll be pretty much anywhere you buy books up there, it should be there. I'm going to be there in July, and I'll be all over the place, and I'm looking forward to it. I guess that's really it.
Describe your trip a little bit. Are you coming for like a week solid, or a week stay in the UP?
When the book first comes out, I'm going to sort of, the first thing you do is you go hit a bunch of New York Times reporting stores, you know, stores that are, that feed into that list. That's what the publisher wants you to do. So that's why I'll go to Michigan quickly just to hit a couple of stores there, but then I'll go to Arizona and Texas and North Carolina, and I'll come back up here to New York City. And then I'll take a couple of days to catch my breath, and I'll actually go to New Orleans to the American Library Association conference down there, which is the first time I've been to that. And then I'll come back home and catch my breath, and then I'll come back and really hit northern Michigan. And so if I look at the schedule, it starts on July 12th, and it sort of goes all the way up through. It's about 8 or 9 days of just driving around like a maniac.
Great, and I'll post a link with those dates on there, and also I'll post a link to your website.
Okay.
Which is authorstevehamilton.com.
Yeah, and I have to get the tour dates out onto the web, but that'll be in a couple of days, so it'll all be out there. But
okay, yeah. I also noticed you have some audiobooks available.
Oh yeah, they're all recorded by Brilliance Audio, who does a really good job. Just a fantastic company. And of course, they're all in ebook form now too, for, you know, Nook and Kindle. Pretty much any way you want to read the books or hear them, you can. It's out there.
Well, it sounds like a lot of great events that people aren't going to want to miss. Look forward to seeing you this summer. Thanks for talking with me, Steve.
My pleasure, and I'll see you up there.
Make sure you check out all the UP book tour events. I'll be sure to post a link on the UP the Podcast Facebook page. Thanks for listening.